when you buy a few cans of food at the store, what are they put into for you to carry them home?
Container, paper sack.
What do you call a large bag made of loosely woven cloth? You might say that 100 pounds of chicken feed or potatoes would come in a
bag.
And is it any special name for it? You know, would you just say bag?
Yes, it's in a paper bag.
No, I'm talking about a
croaker bag.
Something like that.
Croaker bag.
Any other name?
Paper sack.
No, this wouldn't be paper. Croaker bag wouldn't be paper, would it?
No, but what it means is the feed comes in both types.
Oh, yeah, but I think about the...
The croaker, now up until lately, croaker sacks was more available. But now it's got paper bags,
mm-hmm.
and contains it in paper, and also hog feed comes in paper bags now, more so than they do in croaker bags.
What do you call a small musical instrument? About like that, and you put it in your mouth and blow it.
In our language, we call it a harp.
Uh-huh.
In other languages, it's called a harmonica.
Uh-huh. What do you call a small musical instrument that is made out of metal and held between the teeth and picked?
Huge harp.
What do you call a piece of playground equipment that is made with a long board balanced in the middle? One child sits on one end, another child sits on the other.
Seesaw. All
right. Is there any other name they call it?
Merry-go-round.
No, that's it. This
one.
That's
a seesaw.
All right. Now, what do you call, since we'll go to this next one, now what do you call a homemade merry-go-round so that the children can go round and round?
Homemade maven, rango. Well, that's the same thing. Seesaw. Can't call the name of it right now. I don't know what you're talking about. The same thing. You can go up and down on what we call a seesaw, and the other one, and you can go around it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sure. I haven't played with more than a little, but I can't call its name right now. Seesaw.
Was Flying Jenny ever used in this? Did they use that here?
Yes, ma'am. That's what you're talking about.
They did?
That's how the first one.
What?
Flying Jenny, you can just build on a stump, just like this here.
Uh-huh.
And the board sits right up on it, and you go all the way around, and you can go up and down on it.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call a flat piece of stone used to sharpen knives with?
Grinding rock, and grinding rock is round.
Mm-hmm.
Oil rock sharp knives on oil rock.
Now a grinding rock is kind of large, isn't it?
Grinding rock is round.
Uh-huh.
And this other one, wet rock.
That's smaller, right?
That's what it's called, wet rock.
Yeah. Now I'm trying to think of some kinds of wood fences. Like the kind that you stack up, I'm saying you take some
rail fence,
uh-huh.
Plank fence.
Now what's a plank fence?
That's a plank about 10 or 12 foot long. And they look at this post and move one over here and one right on top of it.
Oh, uh-huh. But you can see through them?
Yes, ma'am.
Between the posts?
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh. Now there's a rail fence. It's
a
made
rail
out.
Fence is locked. It's got a corner. It's laid one rail on top of the other.
Like if you put your fingers through
that's
like
that. That's like your finger. Uh-huh. That's uh-huh. Your real finger.